It hasn't been quite a year yet that the new operator of the Mountain Grove General Store took the reins, and he's been hard at work ever since.
My name is Brian Vandigo, and I'm the owner and operator of the Mountain Grove General Store.
Several years back, Brian traveled from his home in Ohio to North Carolina by way of the Allegheny Highlands. Once he noticed a for sale sign right along Route 39.
And I had seen the store before, and I'd never stopped, but I saw the sign and figured I would call and see what was going on with it, and went through and just pursued and went through the correct steps to get the store. And it's a beautiful area, so I thought I'd give it a shot.
Like many who find the beauty of the area and serene surroundings what draws them here, he was taking somewhat of a chance.
Did you have any experience with retail or marketing or anything like that before?
I didn't have any retail experience. This was the first time in my life I've ran a cash register. Thinking back, I did work at a grocery store for a minute. It wasn't very long, but I do have some restaurant experience, so that helps a little.
Construction and cleanup skills have been pretty valuable as well.
Brian's inventory is going to increase and change with the seasons according to what customers who come through need. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what you'll have this spring?
I'd like to increase my inventory to cater to some of the people that use the lake and maybe sell some boating supplies, rope, life jackets, things like that. Not a huge selection, but just small, like if you're in an emergency. Other grocery items, just working on stocking all of that right now. We'll have a ABC license soon. I'll have beer and wine, and also have ice, sell ice for the summertime.
What would you think maybe one of the challenges for you has been that you didn't expect?
One of the challenges that I didn't expect was I knew I was going to be working a lot. I guess I didn't realize exactly how much, and just the fact of building up a business and also doing repairs to the facility at the same time. It's a big time expense, and actually as things go on, it's getting better. Like, it's not such an intense amount of time with repair and stuff like that as I get things done and get some inventory built up and kind of learn how businesses run and find ways that can help me save time. But that was definitely the number one biggest challenge so far.
Along with challenges also comes the gift of a new community glad to know he's here.
So far, almost every experience I've had with people in the area has been really positive. People definitely are supporting me, and I feel warm and welcome and feel like people are happy that I'm here to build the business and keep it going. So it's been a positive experience from everyone that I've met so far in the county.
Is there anything you'd like to send out to repeat customers and then potential future customers too as the season changes?
Yeah, I'd like to thank all my customers that come in on a regular basis. I really appreciate their business and their support. And I also would like to say to customers that maybe haven't been to the area that stop in and check it out. Over time, I'll be building inventory and having more things to offer. So just keep checking back and see what I have going on.
So whether you're traveling from Warm Springs to Minnehaha or Marlinton, or spend most of your time in downtown Mountain Grove, know that Brian will be there and strives to have just what you need. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.